Vayigash Elav Yehuda, Vayomer Bi Adonai. Yehuda comes near Yosef, Vayomer, and he says, Bi Adonai, please, my master, Yidaber no Avtecha. May your servant say, Dover a matter be Ozne Adonai, Dal Yichar Abcha Bi Avdecha, may you not be angry, Ki Chamoicha Ki Farah, because you are just like Paro. Rashi, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, Da Diber. The Ozne Adoni. Yehuda came near to Daber. Yehuda, Vayigash, I love Yehuda. What was the purpose of Yehuda coming close? The word Vayigash literally means to come near. Why was he coming near? He was coming near Daber to speak the Ozne in the ears, Adoni of my master. Yikonsu Divarai Beoznecha, may my words enter your ears. What does that mean exactly? Where else should they enter? Okay, let's see. Valgicher apcha, may your anger not be kindled. Mikan atolama chadiber ilav koshes. The fact that he says to him, may you not get angry, is an indication that he spoke to him with harsh words. Ki chamecha kifaro. What does that mean? Choshevata beinai kamelach. You are choshev in my eyes. You are equivalent to the king. Zehu pshutoi. Umidrashai. Saifcha lilkoi salav bitzaras. Now we're getting over here to the divrei kosher. Rashi in the beginning said that he spoke to Yosef with harsh words. What are the harsh words? The harsh words are that you will be punished with tsaras. K'mo shaloka paro al yidei zikenosi sara. He's making the equivalence that you, Paro, will suffer the same fate as my great grandmother, Sara. Sara was abducted by Paro. Over here, he's coming to make a parallel. It's a fascinating Rashi. Rashi over here is saying that this is not the first time that a Paro held hostage a member of Klal Yisrael. The first time that a Paro held hostage a member of Klal Yisrael was Paro. Paro held hostage Sora. And what was the punishment? Paro was smitten with tsaras. Now, where does it say in the parasha? Does it say anywhere explicitly in the parasha, in Parashas Lech Lecha, that Paro had tsaras? Vayinaga Hashem es paro v'yeschol. What does the pasuk here say? Vayinaga, we'll leave it. Rashi here says that it says there that he was smitten with tsaras, so therefore maisa avos simulabanim. Just like Paro was smitten with tsaras in punishment for holding hostage sorry menu, so you, history repeats itself, you will also be smitten with tsaras in punishment for holding hostage binyamin. Okay?
When it talks about tzaras, it says nega tzaras, so we assume the word nega
is a tzaras.
Connotation
of a tzaras. Even though it doesn't say it explicitly, saying that the word nega itself automatically means tzaras. Okay, very good.
Right.
Even though it doesn't say it clearly, Rashi here says it's matched with tzaras. Very good. Now, al yidei zikina tzara, alayla achas sheikva. One night that he held her hostage. Dover acher. Ma paroi goizer ve'enoi mikayim. Paro is a politician, a classic politician. Maftiach ve'enoi oise. Two things. This is the machus of a politician. Ye goizer ve'enoi mikayim. Maftiach ve'enoi oise. You issue laws and you don't fulfill the laws. And you make promises and do not fulfill the promises. Af atokain v'chi zuhi simas. You're a liar. In other words, you Yosef, are a liar. You told us that you only wanted to look. You had no interest in holding Binyamin as a hostage. You made it very clear to us. The only reason why you want us to bring Binyamin is so you can look at him. Shamarta losum einecho olav, to care to look at him, to put your eyes upon him. And now you're a liar. Now it's not enough to put your eyes upon him. You want to hold him hostage as a slave. Davar acher ki kamoicha ki faro im takni teni. If you anger me, I will murder you, v'es adonecha, and your master. Okay, that's quite a mouthful. Quite a mouthful over here, what he said over here, when the ki chamecha kifaro. Rashi starts off very delicately, with words of compliment, complimentary words. You're a good guy. You're a very important person. We hold from you. You're choshev in my eyes like the king. Now, what exactly does that mean? Why would he have to say that? He is what he is. I don't understand. If you go to a senator today and you say to a senator, oh, you're like the president of the United States. I value my relationship with you equal to my relationship with the President of the United States. Who cares? You can't do anything for me. You don't have executive power. You're just a senator. Okay, you have power. You have a lot of power. You're a governor, you're a senator, you're a politician, but you're not the president. So what does this mean? Choshev ata b'einai. You're delusional. You're delusional. In my eyes, you're distinguished. What does that mean exactly? I don't know. There's something over here that is begging us for explanation. Choshev ata b'einai kemelech. Zehu pshuta. Maybe what he means to say, I don't know if you can say this, is that we look in the crystal ball and we believe that the day will come when you will be the Paro. Paro is not going to live forever. Paro is going to eventually die. Who's going to succeed him? His son? Nah, I'm telling you now, I want to give you a compliment. We want to give you a compliment and tell you that we believe we see leadership qualities in you. The day will come when you will be the Melech of Egypt. Okay, maybe there's something there in that approach. Wait, one second, let me just put it on mute. There's a lot of noise here. Okay, so that's maybe one approach, but it definitely requires explanation. What exactly is the point of making the statement next? And then he goes on to
say, the American L makes a point of saying what he was apologizing, what he was saying was he was violating distance by Higashe Love. He got too close. I mean, what are you doing? He whispered in his ear, who says you're allowed to get so close to the lead, to a ruler?
Exactly.
You can't do that.
We'll give him corona. He'll give him
germs. Whatever it is, but it's not like he whispered in his ear. You talk with respect. You have the translator thinking you don't...
Don't get too close. Don't get to keep your distance.
He violated his distance.
Okay? So first thing over here is he gives him a compliment. After he gives him a compliment, then he starts all of the insults. He tells him you're going to be smitten with tsaras. Then he goes on to say that you're a faker, you're a phony, you're a liar, just like Paro makes gazeris and does not fulfill them, you're the same thing. And then he goes on to say that if you anger me, I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna murder you. That's quite a bit of information. Now let's go to the Targum. Targum says, "Ukrev le vasei Yehuda." Yehuda came near, va'amar, and he said, "Bivu riboini." That's a very beautiful word. The word Adoni. That's not the typical word that the unkelus uses for master. The word riboni is a very powerful word. The Sefer Chassidim says, "Hope there are no women listening." The Sefer Chassidim says that the correct title every wife should give her husband is Rebbe. You should call your husband Rebbe. Mayor, is that what your wife calls you, Rebbe? A Rebbe, a Grois Rebbe. Now, oh, what happened over here?
Loimi Dubsha, Loimi.
What?
Loimi Dubsha, Loimi.
All right.
What does it say?
Not from the honey, not from its sting. So over here, the word Adoni is a word of endearment of my Rebbe. Rebbe, he came near. Vamar bevomi riboni. I make a request. Riboni yemalel based means to speak. Ke'an means now. He's translating the word no to me now at this moment. Avtro your servant. Piskomo means a statement. I want to issue a statement. Kodam riboni v'lo yiskaf. Rugzach, your anger should not be intensified. But avdoch against your servant, are because kifaro kenat. Like Paro, so are you. All right, let's see over here the parish. Bivu. He says here, I make a request. Lodasa targum bi hi inyan techino bakosh. That's, okay, that we know. We're familiar with that. Let's go further. V'chein amila bi rashi. Okay, everyone says the same thing. It means a request. Okay, now he just points out that the rekeach disagrees. El bi kein perushay tein libcho li, pay attention. Uvidiburi. Okay, we want over here to make the point out to appreciate what the Targum says in contrast to the Rekeach. The Rekeach learns the word be'u, the word be, which over here is vayomer bi adoni. Okay, this is a very important word. This word over here, be. What does that word mean? Be. Do you use the word be in your language? No one uses the word be. in the Hebrew language. I've never heard anyone saying the word be. I don't know Hebrew that well, but I don't think people say the word be. So it's not so simple what the word means. According to Unkelis, Unkelis says the word bivou. The word be, vayomer, be means I am making a request. Please. The word be basically means please, please. I want to make from you a request, my master. What is my request? My request is give me your ear. Let me speak to you. Listen. It's an incredible thing today for someone to listen to you. It's out of this world. Most people, when you speak to them, they're busy texting. Okay, they're texting. They're watching movies on their smartphone. They're eating. They're always preoccupied. To get someone's full attention today in the 21st century is nearly impossible. Nearly impossible. So when it says here the word be, it means I'm making a request. Paro, put down your smartphone. Turn off YouTube. Turn off the television. Turn off the radio. Put away the FJJ. Just sit and listen to what I have to say. Close the door. Close all the communication. I want to speak to you. I want you to put away all of the distractions. It is a request. B, I am making a request, Adoni. Yidaber no avtcho dover bi'ozne Adoni. Now, why is that so important to appreciate what the Targum said? Because the Rekech disagrees. The word be, according to him, well, I didn't really say it right. They go really together to a degree. Because according to the Rekech, the word be means, it means pay attention. So I really made a mistake. It means, according to the Rekech, the word be means, tain libcholi, pay attention. Pay attention to what I'm about to say. Be Adoni. Master, my master, please pay attention. And when you will pay attention, then yidaber no avdcha dover biyozne Adoni, then I'll be able to speak to you. Targum does not say that. The Targum, he says the word be means I have a request. Be Adoni, I make the request. What is the request? What exactly is the request according to the Targum? Yimalo, my request is Bivu'um Riboini, Yimalo Kanavtcha Piskam Kodom Riboini, Velo Yiskaf Rugzach Bavdach. It would appear maybe that according to the Targum, the request is don't get angry. I'm making a suggestion that according to the Targum, who translates the word be means I want to make from you a request. I already have your full attention. According to the Targum, getting the attention of the Melech was not an issue in this case. Paro was giving Yehuda his full attention. And Yehuda now is making a request. What is the request? The only request we really find over here is V'al yichar abcha b'abdecha. When I make the statement, I'm going to say something now, and it's natural that you will explode. I'm asking you, calm down in advance. Do not explode. Hear me out. Let me finish my entire statement, and you should not get angry while I'm speaking and not angry after. I listen to my words without emotion. That's my request. According to the Rokeach, that's not correct. According to the Rokeach, there's something before we get into the speech on Mizmei. He's saying, please give me your attention. Get off the phone, put down your smartphone. Don't go look what's going on out there in the world. Listen, please pay attention. After you pay attention, number one, I'm going to say something to you. And then also, in addition, I'm asking you not to get angry. Again, according to the Targum, that's not what it says. According to the Targum, there is no request to pay attention. He already has the attention of Yehuda. When it says, Be Adoni, I have a request. What is the request? The request is what it says later in the Pasuk, that after I tell you something explosive, I don't want you to get angry. Now, with that in mind, now let's go back to Rashi and see if we can appreciate Rashi. Rashi was Vayigash Lav Yehuda, Diber Bo'ozne Adoni. He came close to speak to him. That's the first thing. Vayomer Be Adoni. Notice Rashi. Rashi does not want to translate the words Be Adoni. He ignores those words. And then he says, Vayichabcha, do not get angry. Mikana Talamed Shadiber Eid Elof Kasha. So what does it mean, be? Again, we always have the rule over here that we assume that if Rashi does not comment, that usually is an indication that Rashi is in agreement 100% with the Targum. And that would mean that Rashi holds would be means, I want to make a request. I want to make a request. What is my request? My request is don't get angry. That's the assumption. If Rashi does not make any statement, it would appear that Rashi is in total agreement with the Targum. And Targum over here says a chiddush. B is a request, in contrast to the Rekeach, that says it means pay close attention. Okay, let's now go further. Then he goes on to say over here, it goes on, Kodom before, Perish Lufia Kavana, V'chein Be'oznei, Davka Shein Derechav L'dam Be'ozna Milcha L'fonov, Be'oznei, El L'fonov, V'chein Das Rashi, El Eshu Perish Adverv Yasu Reishim. Okay, now he's coming to address another major issue between Rashi and Nicholas. Targum does not translate the words ears. Yedaber no dover avd daver no avro dover beoznei. What does the word oznei in the ears? There is no translation for the word ears in the Targum. The Targum says the word ears means kodom, in the presence of my master. Now we can appreciate Rashi. Rashi, when it says over here, says Vayigashelov Dovar beoznei Adoni Yikonsu Divorai beoznecha. This is an indication of machlekes between Rashi and Unkelis. Unkelis says the word oznei is just a metaphor. It's a form of speech. I want to say something before you. Rashi says, no, if that's what it means simply, then it would not just say the word oznei. Oznei has a connotation, the word should penetrate. Yikonsu. It's not just a statement, oh, I'm just going to say something. I'm going to say something, and no, the words should penetrate. Now, how do you get the words to penetrate? I don't know. Maybe if you say things that are very, very harsh, very sharp, very critical, then insulting, biting, then the words penetrate. But we have a beautiful machlokes with Rashi and Unkelis as to the significance of the word oznayim, ears. Does it just mean it's a figure of speech, it's a poetic figure of speech, or is there more to it? There is indication of yikonsu, yaseh roishem. Okay, who would ever know this if now we're looking over here at the parish over here on the side from this safe? Incredible how he brings out this machlokes with Rashi and Unkelis. Now we go to the next kifaro came at ki chomoicha kifaro. Now notice the Targum reversed the words. The pasuk says that you Yosef are like Paro, and the Targum reversed the words kifaroi, like Faro came at licha oira hikdim esam uchor. The Targum reversed the hava lemed Targum are at kifaroi. That exactly the same. Okay, what that's referring to later, that's what Rashi says at the end. Shalaperish ze shnei ha-kofin heim la-hashva gemura ze lo-ze v'ze lo-ze kidas ibn Ezra v'ayin la-el. So what is saying over here? What over here is saying over here? The unkelis from a time chutz mi perushoi unkelis sovel kol perusho Rashi. Everything Rashi says would appear to be not an issue. Chutz mi perushay eroig oischof, you anger me, I will kill you and I will kill your master. Shalaperish zeh shnei hakofin heim lehashva gemura zeh lezeh vezeh lezeh. I don't know what he means by that. Okay, but let's at least go back and get an appreciation of what he's saying over here. He's saying over here is ki chomoicha ki faro. What he's teaching us here is the double chaf. What's unique about this expression here in this pasuk that you don't have too often is we are comparing A to B. Ordinarily, when you compare A to B, one of the two is more chashuv. Ordinarily, the second item in the list is more chashuv than the first item. So when we compare, A to B, Paro is more chashuv, and you're a runner-up. Ki, because kamocha, you, ki, which is ki faro. There's really no need to say the word chamocha. Ki ata ki faro. The word chamocha, because it has a chaf, and ki faro, according to the Targum, has a connotation that it's not that Paro is better than you, and you're like Paro, just the opposite. Maybe Paro is like you. Maybe you're better than Paro. Or maybe you're exactly the same. You're equal. Unkelis, by taking the words, this is what he says here on the side of on the parish. What he's saying over here is, by Unkelis taking the words and reversing it, Are Kifaro Kainat, by reversing the order and saying Paro and then Yosef, the opposite of what it says in the Pasuk, first Yosef and then Paro, is an indication that Unkelis is telling us that the structure of this Pasuk, Ki Chamocha Ki Faro, means you're exactly the same. Not like the average person would assume that Paro is the real deal, and you are very, very choshev, and you're close, you're like Paro. Close, but no cigar. No, that's not the pshat. This expression, ki chamocha ki faro, is an indication they're exactly the same. And then he quotes Rashi. It's everything that Rashi said, he says over here, does not appear to be an Arei Machlekes, except the last thing. The last thing over here is, Dover Acher, ki chamocha ki faro, im takni teini, if you anger me, eheroik oischa v'es adonecha, I'll kill you and your master. Now what does that mean exactly? He's saying that's not what it says over here, ki chamocha. If you anger me, I'll kill Paro. I think what he means over here is that this is not a comparison. According to Rashi's last interpretation, when it says ki chamocha ki faro, we are not in any shape or form coming to equate Yosef to Paro. Like the question that we started with in the very beginning. We start in the beginning. What does it mean? You go over to a politician, you go over to a senator, a governor, to a mayor, and you say, oh, we love you so much. You're just like the president of the United States. Those words are total nonsense because he's not the president of the United States. He doesn't have the power to do for you what the president of the United States can do for you. So to go say that you're just like Paro is nonsense. And that's exactly what Rashi says in his last interpretation. I'm not coming to compare you to Paro. There's no comparison. You are you, and he is Paro. You're a nothing relative to Paro. Paro has the power of life and death. You don't. You're just the mayor. You're just the governor. You're just the Mishnah Lamelech. But one thing I'm going to tell you. If you start up with me, you get me angry, I'm going to kill you. And then I'm going to kill Paro. We're not comparing one to the other. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. I'm telling you the sequence of events. I'm going to kill you, and that's going to cause an uprising in society that we killed the Mishnah Lamelech. So then, you know what we'll do to quiet all the people down? We'll kill Paro also. I'm not comparing a social status, giving value one to the other. According to that interpretation of Rashi, that if you're going to anger me, I'm going to kill you, and then I'm going to kill Paro, Targum wanted to learn like that pshat, the Targum would be forced to translate the words in order. To say, Kimoi, just like you, Kiparo, not Paro and then At. First should come the word At, then should come the word Paro. The fact that the Targum reversed the words is an indication that the Targum rejects that interpretation of the Pasuk that Rashi is presenting and learns that these words are nothing more than a comparison of the social standing of Paro versus Yosef. Okay, so Lamaskani, we learned over here a lot of, you say this in one Pasuk. Okay, number one, Vayigash of Yehuda, he came near him to do, Vayomer B Adoni, we had here a big disagreement. What is the word B? Does the word B mean pay attention? Or does the word B mean I want to make a request? What would the request then be? what it says later in the pasuk, "Val yichar abcha biavdecha." The second thing we learned here is the word be'ozne. Does the word ozne mean ears, or does it mean in the presence of? Targum just says, don't get too hung up on the word ozne. It means, I want to say something. I want to get up, make a speech. According to Rashi, no, it doesn't just mean you want to make a speech. There's something penetrating about what you want to say. Yikonsu divara bi'oznecha. The next thing we learned over here is ki chamecha ki faro. What do these words mean? Rashi has a whole long list of ideas. And the last one is, if you provoke me, I'm going to kill you. And then I'm going to kill Paro. Targum disagrees. Ki chamecha ki faro is purely a statement that you and Paro, in my eyes, are exactly the same, have the same standing in society, have the same value as far as I am concerned. Okay, go next pasuk. Adoni shoal es avadov lemar. My master made a request from a servant saying, Hayesh lachem avayach. Do you have a father or brother? Rashi, Adoni shoal es avadov. Mitchila ba'alila boso oleinu. You've come to provoke us from day one. In hindsight, everything you did was to make trouble. Lama haya lachal lishol koleila bitcha hayinu mevakshim. You want to marry our daughter? Are we coming to marry your daughter? These are amazing words of Rashi. When Rashi is telling us, there are two times he asks a lot of questions. When a man comes to you and says to you, I want to marry your daughter. Like on television. You ever watch those old television shows? It used to be the way where you have to order if a boy wants to marry a girl, he has to come to the father and ask permission from the father. So when the boy comes to the father and says, I want to marry your daughter, so then you're allowed to ask all the questions from the Manishtana. You can become the Chacham from the Manishtana and ask all the questions. Or reverse. Oy achay seinu ata mevakesh, all the way around. If a person wants to marry your sister, so then before you let him marry your sister, you're holding him back by asking. He wants to marry your sister, so the one who wants to marry, he asks all the questions. Isn't that a little strange? Why in a situation where someone is coming to marry your sister, are they asking you so many questions? But when you want to marry their daughter, they also can, then the father asks all those questions. A father asks questions when you want to marry his daughter, and the groom, the chassan, asks questions when he wants to marry a boy's sister. That's what it says. The we said to our master, we did not withhold anything. Let's see the Targum. Targum here says, Ribayni Pasid Yotes. Ribayni Sha'al Yos Avdahi. Our master made a request from his servants. Lememar, Ha'is L'choin Abo. Do you have a father? Oy Acha. Or a brother? Okay, you asked us, do we have a father or a brother? So this is. I think what it means over here is we know the answer to Rashi's question. Hayesh lachem av oyach. When you want a father, the father corresponds to when a boy wants to marry a girl, the father asks all the questions. And when a chassan wants to marry someone's sister, the chassan asks all the questions. So I guess that's why Rashi made those two statements corresponding to the word av oyach. Let's see the Targum, the Perush, the Targum. Pasuk Yutes, if he says anything over here, which is very, very short, he's over here, Sha'el, Loi Tirgem Sha'el, El Targem Bevinyan Kaved, Ayyubash Kosul El. Okay, he's not really giving us a parish, he made a request. He's saying over here the word Sha'el is a very harsh expression. There are different ways to translate the word Sha'al. The Targum sometimes translates this word as Sha'el with a Shava, and sometimes with a Patach, Sha'el. When there's a patach that has a kind of connotation of harshness, making a very intense request, very intense questions. Pasukov, Vanoimir Aladin, we sit to our master, Yeshlanu of Zuk, we have an old father. The Yelet Zikunim Kotim, we have a little brother. The Achiv Mace, his brother died, Vayvasa Vulavada, Limo, the Aviv Ahivo, he's the only one left to his mother. He's a Ben Yach because his brother died. So the only one left to Rachel. Rachel had two sons, Yosef and Benjamin. Yosef died. They thought he died, and Binyamin disappeared, and Binyamin is the last one, so he's the only one left to his mother. The Aviv, his father, Ahivoy, loves him. Let's see the Rashi. The Achiv Meis. It's a lie. What do you mean he died? They don't know that he died. All they know is they sold him. They don't know that he died. How could they say that he died? So Rashi over here says an incredible chiddush. This is wonders of wonders. For the Shiftei Koch, for the holy tribes, our ancestors. Rashi says here they said an explicit lie. They lied. They mamish lied. Are you allowed to lie? I spoke to someone yesterday. I went yesterday to a wedding. I met someone I haven't seen in a very, very long time. And he used to be in the business of driver education course to get a 10%, 20% deduction on your driving insurance. So I asked him, and he was one of the biggest guys in the business. He must have given the course 1,000 times. He must have, cannot imagine how many courses he taught of this defensive driving. So I asked him if he's still in the business. So he said to me, no. I know him from yeshiva. I know him for a long time. I can talk to him with chutzpah because I know him from way back. So I asked him, why not? So he said to me, his Rav told him to get out of the business. Why? He said to me, basically, according to the law, I'm supposed to give the course for 6 hours. When I sign off on every student to their insurance company that this person took the course, and he now is entitled to, he knows, he learned the techniques of defensive driving, and he's entitled to a 10% reduction in his insurance. Part of the guidelines of New York State and probably New Jersey is you have to give them a course for 6 hours and to show them videos and to have a discussion and give them a bechina and do all these things. Everyone here has taken that course probably 10 times already by now. Is there anyone here that took the course for 6 hours? I hardly doubt it. Okay, some of these courses, it's a joke. They teach you the whole thing in an hour, 2 hours. They just run through it very quickly. You give them the $35, the $40, whatever it costs, and you sign, and they send you a certificate in the mail, and you give it to your insurance company. You really sit for 6 hours? So he said to me, my rabbi told me, how could you go every day and lie? Sheker. Every single day, you sign a document that's kula sheker, that you taught the student 6 hours of learning how the technique of defensive driving. It doesn't make you sick to live a life, to have a parnasa, where your whole parnasa is a big lie. And don't go tell me, oh, everyone else does it. All the goyim do it. You want to be like the goyim? You want to be like the goyim? You want to be a liar? You're going to sign every single day you're a liar? You're a liar? The rabbi says, if Hashem wants you to have parnasa, you'll have parnasa. And would you believe it? He listened to the rabbi, quit, and he got another job. He works now in the entertainment industry. He makes people happy, children happy. Would you believe this? The rabbi told him, how could you sign every day a document? That's a lie. Sheker. Someone told me that most people, probably 90% of the population, when they lease a car, commit about 5 felonies by signing the documents when you lease a car. You're signing away so many lies. They put in front of you all the everyone here leased a car. I'm sure everyone here leased a car at some point in time, except for Mayor. He leased a car. He's smart. He buys the cars. When you lease a car, they put in front of you 20 documents. Sign here, sign here, sign here, sign there. If you read what it said there, it's sheker. And when you sign on that document, you committed a felony. And the Rachman Lissan, they could put a person in jail for that. It's a lie. Everything is a big lie. How can you look at this Rashi over here? It's Pile Ploim, wonder of wonders. It says over here, Mibnei Hayira Hayamaitzi Devar Sheker Mipiv. A lie. Omar. Im Oimer Loi. Who's the Omar? I guess Yehuda. Im Oimer Loi. If I say to him, Shukayim, he's alive, Yoimar, Yosef will say, Heviyehu, bring him, Etzli. I want to see him. I don't know where he is. He's not going to go believe the whole Baba Maisa, what happened, the whole story over here. Levada l'imay me oisa ha'em ein loy ach. From that mother is only, he's the only one left. Okay, let's see the Targum. Finish over with the Targum. On the Targum on this pasuk, Targum says the third pasuk we learned tonight over here is va'amart la'avda. No, here it is. It's a pasuk off. Va'amarna l'ribayni is lana abos seva. We have an old father. Ubar a son. Save sin. We have the son of a zokain, ze'er, ze'er means young, that is the son of a zokain. Yeled zikunim kotom. The yeled is a bar, zikunim is save sin, similar to the word sava, koton is ze'er. Va'achuhi miss, his brother died, v'ish te'arhu, he's left alone, bilcho dohi li'imei, alone to his mother, va'avuhi rachem lei, his father loves him. Okay, it seems very innocent, right? Now let's see over here very quickly. We'll still be here in the Targum. We'll finish up. Pasuk over here. Abba Sava, an old father. Okay, he doesn't say anything about that. Uvar safe sin. Uben zukunim kolosh nakosov. V'loy tirgim yeled ravya ulmei. Now this is very important. Mimnei shakavonu kan. This is a very important Targum. Shenoilad le'ei ziknosoi shelavet. He's asking a very good question. Why, when it says yeled, it says here yeled zikunim koton. The correct translation for the word yeled is either the word, it's either the word or ravya or the word ulema. That's the correct translation. But that's not what the Targum says. The Targum says bar. So the Targum says the word yeled in this context is not meant to describe Binyamin, that Binyamin is a child. This is a very, very powerful topic here, because this word yeled indeed is a very hard word to translate. And I don't have the source in front of me, I don't remember, but I do remember once upon a time reading a beautiful article about the word yeled. Someone who is a bucky in Tanakh, he wrote up a whole article. What exactly does the word yeled mean? Define for me the word yeled. Let's study Tanakh and see how the word yeled is used throughout Tanakh. What do we say in Rosh Hashanah? Habein yaker li Ephraim, yeled sha'ashuim. What does that mean? Ephraim refers to Klal Yisrael, simply. Yeled sha'ashuim. What does that mean, yeled? What does that mean exactly? So study Tanakh. Try to come up with an idea, a thesis, as to define the word yeled. This Targum that we're learning here today is explosive in defining the word yeled. Because the Targum here does not define the word yeled as what we'd expect, as a rovya or an ulema. He defines it as a bar, a son. Because in this context, we're not here defining Binyamin as a toddler, as an infant, as a young man, as a person who's not yet mature. We're just defining the word yeled relative to Yaakov. That the child is, Yaakov is old, and the child is young. There's a gap, there's an age gap, there's a generation gap. That's it. That's all we're trying to do over here. So don't get carried away with the word yeled. The word yeled doesn't always mean in the context to mean a baby, a child. It's a beautiful, powerful thing over here. It says, "B'nei she'akavona," the intent over here in this context, "kan shenoilad." I have to get that. This child was born. It was born le'ei zignos hashalom. Okay, Rochem, he loves him. Shorish Rochem, Baramis, Ahava, he loves him. Fine. Let's just run ahead over here at a time, and that's really it. Oshema yeshtam l'shinui. Okay, doesn't really say much over there, but at least we take that away from this pasuk. At least we take away from this pasuk that we learn over here. Their pasuk, the yeled zukunim koton. The word yeled over here just means that there's a generation gap between him and his father. He was born to his father when he was an old man, but now Binyamin could be, he's a ganzer mensch, he's a rashiva now, he's a chashra person. That's what it means. And his father loves him. Okay, we'll stop over here. Everybody said, thank you very much for coming and learning with me. Have a wonderful evening. All the best, everyone. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you.
You're staying for Dr. Gaimi, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, Hask is starting Wednesday. They got the Moderna.
They're giving away. Well, you're around the corner from you?
No, they're going to give it on 14th between M and
To the public? To the public, they're giving it?
No. Only to the customers, to the clients. First, they're going to give it to the clients, and then they're going to give it to the workers.
All right.
I'm looking for who would give it.
Soon, it won't be long. Another week or two.
You think so?
I think so. They're very desperate to get it out. They're very desperate.
He was very nice today, Biden. He got the shot today. And afterwards he complimented that Trump for his... what is it called, the project?
Warp Speed. Warp Speed.
Warp Speed. That accomplished it.
Oh, he's trying to be good already.
And everyone's making fun of Ocasio. What's up, Ocasio? She yells against it all the time, and she took a shot.
Who are they yelling against?
Ocasio, the congresswoman, the Meshuggah.
I don't know who she is.
Part of a gang.
The Ger Rebbe took it? They said, is that true? The Ger Rebbe took it?
Yeah. They didn't want to tell him he would do it. He did it in the local clinic. They wanted to bring it to him. He said, no, I'll go. All the big Rosh Hashivas went and got it.
They're afraid for their lives.
They're yelling about it. Before that, we have to decide yes, no, no.
They're afraid for their lives.
Everyone decided.
Did Reb Chaim get it? Did Reb Chaim take it? Did Reb Chaim take it?
No, he's waiting for his doctor. Dr. Fira took it. One guy, Rabala, said he took it on advice of three doctors he has. Bells had a community meeting with the Besden Paskin, you should take it, and explained why.
Of Osher Weiss said to take it.
A biography on the head of Pfizer.
Yeah.
He's the son of a Holocaust survivor from Salonika.
He's a Jew.
The CEO of Pfizer.
He's a Jew. The CEO of Pfizer.
His father was one of 60,000
Jews.
Jews, 50,000 were killed. Wow. And now he started as a veterinarian, and he knows the mechanics of producing vaccines. That's how he
and got the Moderna was an Israeli. The fellow from Moderna is from Israel.
But he was originally from Salonika, I'm telling you. He was